This season, prepare for every season with the Allbirds Mizzle Collection. These shoes were made for adventures in rain, shine, mist, or snow. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with purchase.
Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you are following us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Give us a 5-star rating. It massively helps us out. Enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a very special episode of Pitchside. Now, Reeve, I think this might be the first and maybe only time we are joined by a Ballon d'Or winner.
Whoa.
Michael Owen, welcome to the show. Thank you very much for joining us. We're here on behalf of Fanatics and Nike to celebrate the launch of the New England kit. First of all, Michael, thoughts on the home kit, the away kit? Do you like it?
I do, yeah. I do. I like the. I really like the away kit. When I first saw the home kit, I wasn't sure, but then when I saw the team playing in it, I thought, yeah, it's nice.
It's a grower, the home kit.
It's a grower. It's a grower. Absolutely, yeah. It's always good to be there.
Obviously, the away kit, I feel like people are really like honing in on the away kit with the collar and stuff.
It's quite classic.
I heard it was like a throwback to the 98 shirt.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, thoughts on the away kit.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, those kits never fit me. It was always one size fits all back in those. So I was drowned by them. But no, I love the red kit. I love the away kit. It's, I know, it's got a bit of history, hasn't it? The red kit. And no, I think it's very, as soon as I saw it, I thought I like that one.
Yeah.
So let's hope the lads can don it well in Qatar.
It's going to be one of those that if we do win the World Cup, I think a lot of people will go back and retrospectively purchase the away kit.
Definitely.
Do you know what I mean? But,
Obviously, exactly. There's going to be a lot of memories this winter in the England kit. But for you, Michael, what was your standout favourite moment in an England shirt for you?
Oh, I'm always torn between two, really. I think the World Cup 98, when I first made my my mark, I suppose, yeah. When I was 18, going to a World Cup,
young,
was
yeah.
was quite young, yeah. And to come on, and I scored against Romania and then kept my place against Colombia and then obviously the Argentina game and scoring that goal, which probably announced me to the rest of the world, I guess. So that moment was something that when people see me in the street, they always talk about that goal.
And I know you talked earlier on stage about how everyone always has that like that one tournament that really stands out to them. For me, it was the 2004 Euros in Greece. Obviously, when you burst on the scene, you know, the whole world essentially was like, oh my God, this striker. 2004, you know, when Rooney burst on the scene, what did you ever speak to him and did offer him any advice when he was coming through?
Well, I spoke to him a lot. I mean, I was obviously, me and him were strike partners at that point. I had been coming through the ranks and was hoping to be, let's say, an Alan Shearer strike partner. And after years and years and years, you feel as if you've grown into that number one striker for your national team. And it only felt like I had that sort of title for about a month. And then this new kid came on the block and it was like, who's this fella? Yeah. And now it's, and within a year or so of him being in the team, it's who's going to partner Wayne Rooney? I was like, hang on, give me my time. Yeah. I've just fought my way into thinking that I was sort of the main striker for my country. So, but you could see immediately when he first joined in training, when he was, you know, a real kid, that he was just different. And you get one every so often that comes through and they're mind blowing. And he was definitely one right from the start.
Obviously, you did win a Ballon d'Or at the age of 21. It was, am I correct on that? 21?
Yeah, 21.
There you go. Ball knowledge for people always tend to pick out of me.
Yeah.
This year, Haaland has just hit different levels of like goal scoring form. Who can you see on a Ballon d'Or run for this year? Because I think Benzema is on track to win it for this year, but next year, I mean, if Neymar does well in the World Cup, how do you see the Ballon d'Or going for next year?
Yeah, I think, well, as you say, Benzema's just total guarantee, isn't he, surely, to win it this time around, winning La Liga, winning the Champions League, coming back into the international fold. I mean, he's just had an incredible season. So I think Benzema for this season. Next season, you know, in major tournament years, a lot depends, obviously, on the outcome of the World
Absolutely.
Cup. So if France win it, then you're looking at Mbappe or someone similar. A lot will rest on who wins the World Cup. Not the be-all and end-all, of course. There's other major tournaments around the world, but I think it doesn't half give you a good chance
hand,
if you star in this World Cup and win it, of course. So looking around, you know, who the likeliest teams to win it? France, probably. Brazil, maybe. Mm. England, please. So I listen, if I fancy France to win the World Cup personally, and Mbappe is probably their best player. So, yeah, you know, if you're asking me to pick one name now, I'd probably say Mbappe.
If you see England winning the World Cup and potentially Manchester City winning the Champions League, which is entirely possible, shouts of Phil Foden?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. I think Phil Foden's our most likely winner of the Ballon d'Or in the future. I think he's absolute world class.
What is he, Theo?
He's a generational talent.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's what I call him.
Theo Baker Bingo.
I think he's special. I think he's a bit different to everyone else.
He's still so young as
and
well.
He just needs to... And he's got a right chance, hasn't he? He's got a right chance of winning the Champions League this year. An unbelievable chance of winning the Premier League. So straight away, he could be, you know, if he keeps his form, then he could be right up there with somebody that's challenging. And then it just depends how England get on in the World Cup. But I agree. I think in the future, if you said to me, go on one English player to go on and have the ability to do it, I think
to Foden, succeed your title,
I think he's unbelievable.
Do you think Jude Bellingham had a shout in there as well? Obviously, again, he captained Dortmund at the weekend. I think he's the youngest Dortmund captain ever. Do you think Southgate or whoever's in charge after the World Cup, we don't know, but do you think they need to focus on building the England team around Foden, Bellingham?
Yeah, they're the future of the team, of course. You know, you always need those leaders, those experienced players, but you're also looking to the future all the time. And Foden, Bellingham, they would appear to be potentially world-class if they're not already. And you cannot have enough of those players. And that's, you know, you're going into the World Cup this time round, and you're sort of looking at the squad and thinking, right, who's world-class at the moment? Who's the best in the world? Or even in the top three in the world in their position? And they are quite thin on the ground. You know, you'd say Harry Kane's one of the top three, four, five strikers in the world. Yeah. Mm. We've probably got Reece James, like our right back, Reece James, probably one of the best right backs in the world, I'd say. Mm. But then I start searching, you know, who else is around? And as I say before, the likes of Bellingham, Foden, Phil Foden, they could be that type of player in the future.
Saka as well. I want to throw him in. Yeah. He's still just
very
as young.
Good shirt, yeah.
I want to touch on Liverpool quickly, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go to club.
Quickly,
there seems,
then. I don't want to talk about Liverpool at the
there
minute.
There seems to be, like, we've been trying to work out, like, something has changed this summer, that there seems to be their running numbers are down, they're not getting the results, they're not the Liverpool as we have seen over the past few years. What do you think is going on at Liverpool?
Well, what amazes me is when things go wrong with a team, everybody always looks for like the one thing.
Yeah.
What is the missing thing? Some people say Sadio Mane leaving. Some people say their running stats are down. Some people say, you know, they had a lot of injuries at the start of the season. There's loads of little things. But one thing is for sure, when we're talking top level, you're talking, you know, you've got to be so at it and little half percent and the cards can come falling down. And it is, it's a chain reaction because as soon as, you know, performances aren't great, then confidence is an issue, then this, then that, then the other. And all of a sudden it feels like it comes away at the seams.
Yeah.
In reality, it's just, you know, a few minor little things.
It's also exceptionally high expectation to get 90 plus points several seasons in a row.
Yeah.
And that's a standard very difficult to uphold. Well,
I feel like Van Dijk had the similar thing. You know, he set such high standards for himself. You know, no one could dribble past him in how many games.
Yeah.
And as soon as the standards even drop just a little bit, everyone starts questioning him. Like, what's going on here? You've got your defending with your arms behind your back. Another club he played for, Manchester United. I was so adamant over the last few weeks that they've turned a new leaf and, you know, they could get top four. Obviously, they went to the Etihad and just got blown away. Where do you think United are at currently?
Well, I think they are in a better position than I think what we're guilty of, all of us, is, you know, a team wins four on the spin, let's say Manchester United, and everyone probably gives them an extra 10-15% of what they actually are, and then they get smashed by Manchester City and everyone thinks they're rock bottom again. Well, the reality is there's always somewhere in the middle. I think they are sort of on the right track. I think you look at their team, you look at their bench the other day.
It's Casemiro, like, Ronaldo.
And I do think that it's going to take a bit of time. Look at Arsenal, you know, now they're starting to come back again. It takes a while. And I think it's, if anyone thinks it's going to happen just with a click of the fingers and with one or two signings, it never will. It's going to take a bit of time. But I do think they're on the right track, despite the sort of bump in the road the other day.
Now, you are sat across two Arsenal fans.
Yeah.
So we do have to, we have to bring up our club.
We're enjoying this time.
I was going to say, are we title contenders or are Manchester City just going to blow everyone out of the water?
Manchester City are going to blow everyone out.
I don't want to hear it.
Does this opinion stand for the Champions League as well? Do you believe
I think as the thing with the Champions League is it's almost a foregone conclusion that you qualify through the group, and we're trying to predict something in, you know, 6 months. There's a World Cup to be played in the meantime. There's loads of things. You know, Liverpool might have found their form in the meantime, and if they have, then they're a tough nut to crack in the Champions League. Anything can happen. So whereas the league, okay, they've still got games to play sort of in 6 months, but they're accumulating as we speak as well. City at the moment are Champions League and Premier League winners in my eyes. Arsenal are absolutely, you know, on the right track, aren't they?
Yeah.
I'd be interested to know from you guys, were you, you know, even a year ago, were you thinking Arteta's on the right track? Because a lot of people were... Yeah.
A lot of people were asking, you know, Arteta out and all this. But
it was the first three games last season, wasn't it?
Arteta just, he's learned under Guardiola. Mm. It was at Man City.
Yeah.
He seems to, even just being around the club, like I feel like some managers come in and they're a coach and they don't really, like, they're not really the owner of the club.
Yeah.
Whereas Arteta, I'm getting the impression that's his club. He runs everything about that. And I feel like he is in it for the long haul.
And the fans are bought in.
And they love it. They absolutely love it. I think as well with the documentary as well, like, you know, people can laugh at the light bulb and whatnot, but I think he came across so well. Like he's brought fans on board who may have been on the other side of him.
There is a process. I know we say trust the process, and you can see what is actually happening before your eyes.
Yeah.
And
some often of those you don't... players as well.
Xhaka's U-turn.
Xhaka's like, yeah.
Even Ramsdale, you know, people question the Ramsdale signing, and he's come in an absolute... He's taken Leno out of his position.
Yeah. Why?
England's best right back at the moment. Yeah. Arguably.
Yeah, it's quite a competitive place.
I know.
It's true.
Obviously, we just touched on Manchester City just then. And I know we touched on it outside, but I have to bring it up again. Haaland has broken a record of yours. Fastest to 3 hat-tricks in the Premier League. It's taken him 8 games. 40 quicker than yours. Like 50 quicker than second place after you. I'm not sure he's human. I think he might be a robot.
Yeah.
What are the levels he can... Is he... He's just going to get better and better.
Yeah, I mean, and in this Manchester City team as well, it just, like, everything's aligned, isn't it? Stars all. He's come to the Premier League with experience under his belt. He's the finished product now, but he's still young enough. He's gone to a team that are absolutely in peak form, creating goals. They've got someone called Kevin De Bruyne who plays behind him. They're just, you know, just playing alongside him. You guys, even with your dodgy hip,
I could score.
You probably scored 20 goals with him.
Well, I did say I scored 8 goals up front for City this year, tappings included.
Exactly. So, and notwithstanding all that, he's just an incredible player. I mean, he makes bad balls look good. He can score with any foot, with his head. He's like bigger than everyone, faster than everyone, stronger than everyone. He's just, it's a bit of a cheat, isn't it?
I think Gary Neville said the other day, didn't he? He said, it's like, Haaland is like just playing football as an adult, playing like an under fives match.
And
he just makes everyone just look like small and weak, doesn't he?
It's total fearlessness as well. Like he comfortably believes that he's the best player on that pitch every time he plays.
Oh, his mentality is rock solid. And it's rare to have someone of that size that's so athletic as well.
Fast.
Normally they're hit the big
it's
man.
It's ridiculous.
Just,
it actually is just
he's so athletic and he can get his leg up in areas that it's mad.
Do you think he stays in the Premier League long enough to push for Shearer's record or whoever record it might be at that point?
I would say so. If he's having success and if the Premier League remains the strongest, then I would say so. And it's amazing, isn't he? He's been in the Premier League a matter of weeks and we're talking about Alan Shearer's record already. I mean,
he's
players
nine,
like Harry Kane and whatever that are getting.
He's 9 goals off last season's Golden Boot already in 8 games.
It's... I said on the TV after about 3 or 4 games that this fella's a bit freakish and he could score 50 goals in all competitions. And I was saying it partly like having a laugh.
Yeah.
And now I think, was I underplaying it? I'm thinking, is he going to score 60 now?
I've underestimated it.
If he stays fit, he's going to score 50 plus.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, it's impossible not to.
People forget, like Messi and Ronaldo, they've made, so their goal scoring tallies is like not normal. I feel like their tallies were just, it's just not normal. Yeah. And they sort of made everyone think that those are normal.
Yeah.
But I think if anyone's going to get close to that, Haaland is the guy that will
yeah.
do it.
Yeah, those three that you mentioned are normalizing like hat tricks every game. That just, it's not really what happens in yeah. football.
And the records that he's going to smash are, I mean, he's already smashing half of them. But that the Premier League, you know, in one season,
yeah.
I think, is it early 30s, someone scores
yeah.
Salah. I think,
yeah. 32, I'm pretty sure.
I mean, that's going to get absolutely yeah. trounced, isn't yeah. it? I mean, if he stays fit, yeah. it's going to be trounced before the World
and
Cup.
And he's got a month off. He's not going
exactly.
to the World Cup.
Yeah.
He's got, yeah. It's scary to think what he could do. It's exciting, isn't it,
yeah,
to
it
see
is.
Someone like that? You know, and we've got him in the Premier League and we can watch him every week. I mean, he's box office, isn't he? You want to watch yeah. him all the time.
We were wondering this in the taxi on the way here. Seeing as you're both prolific goal scorers, would you have liked to play alongside him, knowing that he is obviously...
Well, obviously he'd like to. I often think opposites attract in football. Best centre-forward combinations I had were when I wasn't playing with an out-and-out goal scorer, because that's what I was. And,
yeah, exactly.
And we end up just filling the same areas. And when I watch his movement, when a cross is about to come in, I'm basically thinking that's the right thing to do, because that's how he makes the runs how I see a centre forward should make runs, whereas some just don't. So it's easy for me to sit and say, oh yeah, it would be great. And
but you're both going
goals,
for the same thing, right?
Yeah. But I don't think it would fit naturally. I think
we thought this
we're
might
quite
be
similar.
Yeah.
So if they're
we're quite opposite in terms of everything, yeah. but in terms of the way, you know,
yeah.
he's a goal yeah. scorer. You see it in his eyes, can't you? He's just like, I'm going to score goals
all
the time.
You saw it in the Community Shield, you know, yeah. that chance that he missed.
Yeah.
He was laughing to himself after, yeah. knowing that like, that's just...
Haha, you lot don't know what's coming.
Yeah. Is that Haaland?
That's Haaland, yeah.
It was good, that.
That was not bad, wasn't it? Finally, as I was short of time here, if there was one player you wished you could have played with, you know, could have been up front with, or a winger or a midfielder to create a passer for you, who would it be currently playing?
Kevin De Bruyne.
Good show.
And this is the other thing with Haaland. I mean, he couldn't piece all his things together. I mean, it's all aligning just perfectly. And Kevin De Bruyne is, I mean, the closest I played to Kevin De Bruyne is Steven Gerrard. He had loads of his attributes and more. You know, he could tackle, he could do loads of other things as well. But he had a bit of De Bruyne about him in terms of creativity and not only seeing the pass, but being able to deliver it in any way. But De Bruyne's just unbelievable.
So good.
I mean,
his pass for, you know, the one who bent it around into Haaland.
It's on a string.
To get it in.
Ugh.
That ain't normal.
No.
It's not normal.
They're both not normal.
Well,
like,
you're watching
them together.
He's just surpassed David Silva's assist record,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
All-time Premier League records.
Yeah, he is an incredible player. The way he hits the ball, and when we're talking about assists, but when he hits the ball in terms of scoring a goal as well, both left and right foot, I think he kicks the ball harder with his weak foot than I can with my strong foot. I could. I mean, he hits it so clean and hard.
Yeah.
He's incredible. If he stays fit, though, that combination.
That's the key phrase, though, right? That no matter what is discussed about either of those, it's always if they stay fit.
Yeah.
Because they're just ridiculous.
Obviously, the United Derby
Whoa.
The Manchester Derby wasn't the only big game that happened in the past week. I'm not sure if you saw it. The Sidemen charity match. Did you see anything to do with it? Be honest.
You can say no. Okay.
Oh, I was hoping you would have seen my goal.
Do you know what I was just about to say? Is this the... I heard you talking to someone earlier.
We were talking to Farrow
and
earlier,
I heard
yeah.
you saying I scored a goal or something. So.
I just scored at the Valley.
Charlton,
did you?
Yeah. I did.
How many people were there?
30,000.
Packed crowd.
It's the first sellout crowd at the Valley since probably...
So there's evidence about as well.
There's evidence.
What was the goal like? Go on. Tapping.
It was a little skill past a couple of people. I've got it on.
No, but what happened with you? So you had an operation straight after?
I had the operation 2 days after, 3 days after.
Right. So you were playing in pain?
Yeah, it was, yeah, basically.
For the last three years.
For the last 3 or 4 years, I've been playing in pain, yeah. Actually, you know
now
what?
I know how it feels, eh?
I was gonna ask,
horrible, isn't it?
Mate, I have seriously struggled with injuries over the past few years. How did you deal with getting injured, coming back, getting injured? Like, what was the mental side of having to, like...
What can you do?
Was that it?
I mean, if you get injured, for the first day or so, you just heads up your backside. Yeah. You know, you just, what's happening? And then you start thinking, right, how long, you know, ask the doc, how long is this injury going to be? And he'll, you know, 6 months. And you're like, oh my word, right. So that's that game. I'm like, I'm missing this. And as soon as you work out, right, I'm missing that, I'll be back for around this point. You can start sort of just coming to terms with what you're losing, what you're going to miss out on. And then eventually your mind starts turning into a focus, right, okay, that's it. That's my goal now. I'm going to work to that. It just, you just need a little bit of time on your own, a little bit of time to think. It's horrible. It's ups the worst thing about downs, football. You know, and everyone, thing is, you don't get any sympathy, you know, like it's just horrible. Yeah, you know, you don't want to be hurt. And then half the time you play with pain as well. And people see you trotting onto the pitch, and we all watch 22 players trot onto the pitch before a game and think, oh, they're all fine.
Yeah.
I mean, half of them are waiting for the summer already to have an operation. Half of them are getting, you know, injected to numb the pain. And it's a tough game, you know, when you're doing it every single day and, you know, you're battering your body all the time. So fighting against that pain all the time or against injuries and whatever is tough. Because as I say, everyone just expects you to be 100% feeling great every time you, but it's not quite like that.
I remember watching the Steven Gerrard documentary on Amazon, and he talked about a lot of the games towards the end of his career. He was actually playing with an epidural. Is that something that would happen in matches, like just to get you through the pain?
Yeah, in certain matches. I mean, it depends what time of the season as well. You know, normally towards the start of the season, everybody's reasonably in good shape. But by the time sort of May comes, the queue in the before you get out to the doctor's office
working overtime. Like,
exactly, is pretty bad, and people are trying to manage their body through. You know, so you might miss training, you do whatever, trying to get to the summer to either have surgery or do something, fix the problem, or the rest that you can have, or whatever it might be. But yeah, it's a tough game. You're pushing your body constantly for the best results. The pitches nowadays are getting harder and harder, faster and faster. You know, the game is, it's just, it's tough, you know? Relentless, I mean, I'm retired and I'm all right at the minute, but I mean, if my dad's anything to go by, then I'll be needing new hips and new knees and new this and that. And, you know, so there is a bit of a fallout from the game, but that's the price you pay.
What would you do in the recovery period to help you through it? Do you have any hobbies outside of football?
Well, the thing with being a footballer and is the getting back is you know, to most people, let's say a cruciate knee ligament, it could be a year out. Well, we're expected to be back in 5 months.
Yeah.
Because we've got the best facilities, the best medical care, the best everything. So every day we're working morning, noon,
that's
and
the
night.
Goal,
when
right?
I did my knee, I was getting in at like 8 o'clock and I was going home at 6 o'clock every day.
Really?
Now everyone will say, yeah, that's a normal working day. But when you consider footballers would, you know, come in at 9 and they can get off at 1.
Yeah.
What, you know, I was hours before and hours after just trying to get back quick.
What kind of things are you doing in those?
Well, it depends what stage of the rehab you're at. I mean, with a knee, a cruciate, you're trying to reduce swelling and get, you know, flexion back in early on. But then as soon as you've got that, then obviously you're trying to load the muscles and trying to protect the joint as well as possible. But
full-time job getting it back.
Absolutely, yeah.
I feel so stupid from the stuff I'm doing. It's like I'm just sitting there trying to like move my leg outwards and it seems so basic.
Yeah.
But like when you get it taken away from you, you just
forget
what it's like. Yeah. On a more cheery note, liven things up to the end before we finish. Who are the top three teammates you've had in terms of, you could base it on best player or just best in the dressing room?
Well, the best player was Zinedine Zidane.
That's not bad.
Pretty good shout.
Yeah. Oh, no. Ronaldo, the Brazilian Ronaldo, was just off the scale. But sadly, I didn't play with him when he was like
In
the early. Height. I mean, some of those clips I used to watch put me off playing football, to be honest. I thought, that's the level you need to be one of the best. And he was so good. But no, Zidane was the best at Real Madrid that I played with. Steven Gerrard was just unbelievable. Unbelievable. He would be the second best player ever. If I was going to play now in a big game and someone said, right, you've got to have someone, you know, you can pick one player, I'd have Gerrard as my number one pick. Yeah, big games,
and
just could do everything.
Best in the dressing room?
Probably Carra. Closely followed by Wayne Rooney, but Carra was sort of, me and Carra were best mates and yeah. roomed with each other for 6-7 years at Liverpool, and he's lively.
Oh, I know, trust me. Michael, thank you so much for joining us on Pitchside. Yes. It's been an absolute pleasure. Guys, if you have enjoyed it, please be sure to drop a like, subscribe, and thank you so much to Fanatics and Nike for the opportunity. Michael, thank you very much.
Great to see you guys.
Cheers, guys.
Thank you.
Wow. What a chat with Michael Owen. Honestly, absolute top guy. And how do we follow off a chat with Michael Owen? We bring in Mr. Cal Freezy.
Where was my invite to the Michael Owen chat?
Pitchside exclusive members only. Yeah. You're just a regular, unfortunately. Cool. But we have some news for you. And that news is what?
What?
Amada.
Oh.
Hey! Come on!
It's not news. People know that we do it every week.
That's right. We are obviously partnered with Amada.
Absolutely.
And I've got to say, it's actually one of the best games I've ever played. You right. basically are putting coins...
Explain it to me.
I'm trying to. Okay, you're putting coins on matches every single day. Yeah. So every single day there are new matches, so it lives and you get coins. Uh-huh. Each day you get like 50 to 100 free coins a day. Or you can win coins by getting your predictions correct.
That's what I'm about to do right now.
We have the Champions League special tonight.
Unfortunately for me, my predictions have not been great in the Champions League, so I've lost a lot of my coins. But as I said, you get the 50 free every single day. If you want to download Amada, it's linked in the description down below. You can join our league, which is PITCHS Pitches, or link squad. Don't forget, when you download Amada, you can join our squad and put in the squad code pitch with an S, as pitches basically, or you can download it linked in the description down
how have
below.
You ended up with that code?
I don't know how. It's just pitch side without the I.
But they give
so
six
it's
letters
pitches
yeah
pitches
Pitches.
Yeah. But pitches. With that being said, there's quite a lot of Champions League football going on.
There is quite a lot.
And it's kicking off at 5:45, so make sure you get your Amada predictions in. First up, we have Bayern München versus Victoria. And I can't lie, it's not looking good for Victoria. They're based at 45-1.
5-0.
5-0.
5-0 Mane hat-trick.
Fortunately for you and everyone else that plays Amada, you don't have to guess the scoreline.
Yeah, but I'm just letting you know.
All right.
Because I want to have one of those TikToks that Theo always gets.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he does get a lot of them.
Theo...
But he hits like four scorelines before the game kicks off.
Oh, is that how he does it? Is he finally been exposed?
Don't start telling people that, because it's not true. I called... You have evidence in the group chat about my 3-1 came to score.
That was pretty good.
That was pretty impressive. Pretty darn impressive. Yeah. So you're going 5-0 Mane hat-trick. Is it because you're a little bit sad that he left Liverpool?
I miss him every day that goes past,
It's a big L for Liverpool at the moment. So you're going Bayern München.
Yeah.
You're putting your coins on
5-0.
There. 5-0. Who are you putting
absolutely
your coins on?
Bayern Munich.
Bayern Munich?
Yes.
I might be different.
No, shut up, Theo. Stop.
You being different.
The 45-1 is looking appealing. I can't.
45-1.
Is that actually what it is for the...
Imagine.
But to be fair, if you think it's going to be surprise result, surely a surprise result is a draw more often than it.
Well, I think it's...
What
18-1 for a draw.
That's still class, you know.
You know what? I think Bayern will win, but I'm going to put a small amount of coins on a draw.
That's really logical.
It's worth... the punt.
Yeah, it's
okay. What is your actual prediction though?
5-0 Bayern Munich, Mane hat-trick.
What do you mean? Do you know what? No, that gives me good vibes but you're going to steal my thunder.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
You're going to steal my fucking thunder when I get it right.
The prophet has spoken.
Yeah.
5-0
Bayern
Munich.
All right, fine. 5-0. What's the next
This is actually my most exciting game. Inter Milan versus Barca. I know. It's my exciting European game outside of the United Kingdom. Inter Milan versus Barcelona at the San Siro.
Barcelona.
The atmosphere is going to be tidy. 31-10 for Inter, 3-1 draw, Barcelona 9-10, which means...
Barcelona 3-0.
No.
Yeah, I think Barcelona
3-0.
I think Barcelona.
Dirty Barcelona as well. Like, you're going to see them play some ball.
Lewandowski to bag again. He is on fine form.
I don't even know who plays for Barca anymore, man.
Rafinha.
Their team. No, seriously, Barcelona. Who is even registered in that squad? Seriously.
Quite a lot of people.
Somehow all of them.
Yeah.
I don't know how they've done it.
How many levers did it take?
You know, they're one of the only clubs in world football to register a profit in the last year.
A profit. What is it, like a religious
like
profit?
Like you joined the club.
Revenue profit.
Oh. Oh, yeah. That's not suspicious at all.
I didn't know.
Not even Man City did.
No.
No, I don't know how to do it, but you've got to put ratings on the name. Inter Milan draw or Barcelona?
I'm going Barcelona away win.
Away win at the San Siro.
I'm sure you would have backed Inter Milan, no? Given the odds and given the...
I'm actually going to go for...
You did Eto's...
a Barcelona away win, because I'm a Barca fan. I am.
Is this a thing?
I am.
I've never heard of this before.
It's going to be 2-0 Barcelona.
You'd love just to be
Lewandowski,
right,
and you're never going to believe it, Araja. The centre Araujo, centre half.
To be fair, if Araja scored, I would be like, what the fuck? This random guy.
He's going to saw from a corner, header, bang.
Oh, Sebastián Araujo. The guy that sits in row D, seat number 241.
It's going to be 2-0 Araja, and Lewandowski will score, and you're going with
I'm going 3-0.
3-0 Barcelona?
3-0 Barca.
2-1
to who?
Barcelona.
And who's going to score for Inter Milan? Ooh. Crespo?
Lukaku.
That's the only name another player who plays for Inter Milan.
That's Harry Martinez.
Bro, how do you know? Wow, your bowl knowledge.
Let's go more adventurous. Çalhanoğlu free kick.
Ooh.
Has he played for Inter Milan? Have he played for Racing Milan?
No, he's in Inter Milan.
Is he swapped?
Yeah.
Judas!
By the way...
Oh, you got that ball knowledge, you know.
Those two teams are constantly swapping players. Very suspect. I thought a lot of money laundering going on.
Yeah.
Zlatan.
They've all gone...
The lot.
The other side.
Right. What's another fixture? Let me... by the way, just so you know, if I get every single one right, you both have to give me £1,000 each. That's pretty good odds.
Deal. Okay. Deal.
Because
deal.
You've got a stunner of a clip.
Deal.
How about I trade you for some more Armada coins?
Deal.
Okay. touche. FC Porto are at home to Bayer Leverkusen. Havertz old club.
I'd be surprised. You can name multiple players that have played for Kingman Son, for example.
I'd be surprised if more than three people tune into that game.
I would say that the Simon Cherry match would get more views than that. But not to deter FC Porto or Leverkusen. Great teams, historic teams. You know, Porto have won the Champions League under Mourinho.
2-1 Leverkusen.
Absolutely not. It's going to be 2-1 Porto.
Nah. Yeah.
Taremi to score.
I back a draw.
Did he play for Porto?
Who?
Taremi.
Taremi plays for Porto.
Yeah, he'll bag. 2-1 Porto. 2-1 Porto.
No. Leverkusen. 2-1 Leverkusen.
1-1.
You're going to put your coins on a draw?
I'm going to draw. 11-4.
What are the odds? 11-4. Yeah. And what are the odds for a Leverkusen dub?
9-4. So you actually get more money from him.
Come on, bro.
Now.
I'm printing money here.
Arguably.
Oh, not money. Coins. Sorry.
Would you say tie the night? Inter Barca or Liverpool Rangers?
Acting like you forgot about that. That's just not
my cool. Rangers.
So we're going to be live for this. I don't know when this is up, but we're going to be live for this.
We're going to be live for this. It's out today.
Right.
On Tuesday.
Right.
Today.
So we're going to be live for this thing. Your I'm obviously going to be there. I'm getting crippling anxiety about any fixture.
Look, Rangers haven't looked great this season. I can't lie. It's not looking good for us. But Liverpool are bad. And stranger things have happened. And under the lights at Anfield, 17-1 Rangers are. I'm putting my coins on Rangers.
Didn't see that one coming to
me. What scoreline though?
A tight, cagey affair. 1 to Liverpool.
You forgot this.
2 to Rangers. I was going to say 1-0 Rangers, but I think it's 2-1.
No, you were going to go. You were going to go 1-something scoreline, but then realise if one team has won, in order for the other team to lose, they have to score 0.
No, I was going to go 1-0 Rangers, but I think actually if Liverpool score, Luis Diaz will score.
All right.
I'm going to go 2-1 Rangers.
Who scores for Rangers out of interest?
James Tavernier will score a free kick.
Right. Any other players that play for Rangers?
Yeah, Morelos will score.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
I'm going to go 0-0.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so dead.
Yeah, sorry. Hate to be the bearer of bad news.
So a draw, that's an 8-1
though. A draw actually gets you 8-1.
You put your coins on a draw. It's 8-1.
Shockingly, I'm the only one on the table here that's going to go with the Liverpool win.
Oh, so boring, mate. Honestly.
What scoreline though? Is this going to be, because, previous Liverpools, this would have been a 4 or a 5-1 operation.
2-0 Liverpool. I don't think Rangers score in this game. Okay. I know Liverpool are very bad at the back.
It's also at Anfield as well. Yeah. So
I said, you got to have faith.
You're a Rangers fan.
Yeah, I know.
It's not faith. It's just general support.
It's blind faith because they're 17-1. They should lose.
Okay. What else we got?
We've got Ajax at home to Napoli, who are on fine form.
I've got a question.
Zambo and Gisa scoring every game.
I've got a question about
Kavitska,
Ajax.
You know, the...
I've got a question about Ajax.
Who?
Remember that side that went all the way... to was it the semi-finals.
Lucas scored the second half hat-trick, right?
That was like an incredible Ajax side,
and now we'll play for Man United,
and they've been
dismantled. But would you agree that they might be the most overrated Ajax side of all time? Whoa.
They got to a semi-final of Champions League.
Overrated Ajax.
They got a well good
squad. The players that were coming out of there were being treated as the next...
Oh, for sure.
Johan
Cruyff. It was
they were like, holding them up.
The spine was what? De Jong, De Ligt, Van de Beek, wasn't it?
Did Ziyech not play for them at the time?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Anthony also. Probably.
And,
don't think so.
No, that's one of your bigger L's. but seriously, like, that whole... That, what Young, have they gone
Frankie
on to?
De Jong's gone into... Like, he's been
he's still pretty classy. I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
Very good.
De Jong's probably...
De Jong, De Ligt.
What? De Ligt hasn't lived up to the hype.
He's at Bayern now.
Yeah. I mean, he's gone from Juve to Bayern. That's a pretty good upgrade, I'd say.
He didn't really do anything at Juve, though, so I do kind of agree with
Cal. He did pretty good. He got 85 rated on FIFA.
Oh, my God, man.
People are going to hate that. I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have said that. I was just...
That's criminal.
Anyways.
But anyway, look, that was the point that I was making. I just think that side, the hype, the players...
But they should never have got anywhere near the semi. So that's what was impressive about that team.
Do we think?
I don't know. But okay. They're all like... Well, at the time, they're all
because
like
I swear
12.
They all went for some crazy price tags.
They did.
And De Jong may be the only one that's even sniffed at his price tag.
Ten Hag's gone for a lot of money.
Donny van de Beek. Right, if you had to put your coins anywhere on Armada, who would you go for? Ajax, draw, or Napoli? I will say Napoli are favourites at 2-1.
I'm going to draw.
No, they're not. 8-7 is a lower odd than... 8-7 is nearly 1-1.
Oh, man.
I don't know. That hip surgery, are you sure they didn't fuck around with your brain while you were under anaesthetic?
That's pretty tough, to be fair.
I don't know what. Either way, I'm going to put my coins on Napoli because...
Because they're favourites in your eyes.
They don't spray it, man. They dominated Liverpool, and if they can dominate Liverpool, then they can dominate Ajax. Simple maths. You want to talk maths? Simple maths.
I'll talk actually simple
coins
maths.
On Napoli for
I'll
me.
Put money
draw.
On the, I'll put money on the favourites. Ajax.
Shock. Going with the plain boring answer again. Right. We've got Eintracht Frankfurt versus Spurs.
What am I on?
Okay. Just to double check who's actually the favourite in this.
Spurs are.
Nice, yeah.
Spurs 2-0.
Really?
Spurs 2-0.
I think they're just Champions League bottle jobs. I'm going to draw.
Frankfurt were the winners of the Europa League, weren't they?
That's
why they're in the Champions League.
They are.
And I think off the back of that, you know, they got a bit of confidence about
them. Yeah, Spurs looking
European
really bad
title.
After losing to Arsenal.
Yeah,
pretty, really
man.
Sad and just glum.
Conte playing whatever they call it, like anti-football at the club. I'm going to go...
Away, no fans will travel because they're a fake club.
Frankfurt home win,
I like it.
Wow. That's how I know I'm sat here with two Arsenal fans.
No, not Arsenal fans. Football fans in general.
No.
Well, they went to Sporting and
Spurs are doing it.
And Sporting are
Conte
awful at the moment.
Will have, you know, the flamethrower that Elon Musk sold. He's going to be in the changing room lighting these fuckers on fire before their game. They're going to come out and...
What do you think is going to be then?
Well, I think Spurs are winning 2-0.
And who scores for Spurs? Out of interest.
Sonny Kane. Come on.
Sonny Kane, it's funny you say that.
Yeah.
Because.
The final extra Armada question.
Will Richarlison score?
Yes or no?
You've just said no, so you have to put your coins on no.
Yep, put my coins on no. Oh, what were the odds?
So 1-2 and 2-1.
Yeah.
I haven't. Yeah, no, Richarlison's not doing it.
I think the score will be 2-2.
Are you didn't you say Frankfurt were winning?
No, I said they were draw.
Okay.
I'm going Desmond. And you know what? No, not 2-2. Both shit. I'm going 1-1. Richarlison will score a header.
Wow. God, I really hope he doesn't get any of these right. It would actually make my blood boil.
The one that you predicted, he also nicked.
Yeah.
So,
unfortunately.
And will Richarlison score for you?
I don't think he scores. I'm not even sure if he plays or starts. I mean,
surely he does.
I think Kulusevski comes back in because
I thought Kulusevski's injured.
No, he just doesn't play. He's been benched.
Which is disgraceful because he's a baller.
Yeah, he's very good.
You actually look a little bit like him. Mm. Oh my God, you actually does.
No.
I do see it a little bit.
I've had a lot of ballers.
Like who?
There's one that played for Werder Bremen, striker. Looks just like me, to be fair. Sorry,
Werder Bremen.
He's
had
to hear that, but
we get a VAR check on that one. But anyways, if you want to download,
I think it was Werder Bremen.
If you want to download Armada, link is in the description down below, and join our squad using the code PITCHS. or you can just use the link in the description
Pitch
down below.
An S.
And now it's time for my favorite part of the week. Can you hear that? It's the Armada Champions League Quiz of the Week, and we are giving away an Armada shirt. Yeah. So all you want to do to
game on,
download Armada and let us know in
are
the comments.
Are you going to sign it?
Yeah, we're goddamn going to sign it.
Awesome.
I love the Armada challenge.
Yeah.
Bring it on, Lee.
Right,
if
come
you,
on then.
If you don't want to win it, as I said, download Armada and leave your answers in the comments down below to how many you get right out of the quiz.
Right, let's go, Bo Dench.
Five questions. The first one, Jose Mourinho won his second Champions League trophy with Inter Milan in 2010. Who scored both goals during their 2-0 win?
Diego Milito.
Oh.
He's too quick with it, you know. Do you know that?
Fuck off.
Yeah?
What?
How do you know that?
You got some weird.
Yo,
game,
this guy's ball knowledge is so weird.
It pisses me off when he gets a quick.
And he was robbed. He was robbed of the Ballon d'Or that year.
How do you know that?
I just fucking know ball.
Oh my god, you've definitely been given these questions early.
What have you watched for you to remember? Because it's always a YouTube video or it's always like where they go, they play back the Champions League final, and then the next day you suddenly like know everything about that particular game.
All right. I watched a TikTok on the biggest robbery in the Ballon d'Or.
Of course he did.
Who got the Ballon d'Or?
Huh?
Who got the Ballon d'Or that year?
2010, that would be Samuel Eto'o.
Don't look for me for confirmation. He's the one with ball knowledge.
Nah, fucking no clue.
Okay.
We'll just leave it at that. You took your dub. Let's keep it moving.
Thank you.
Second one. Who scored Barcelona's second goal with a tight angle, from a tight angle in their 2-1 win over Arsenal? Yeah.
It is.
Wait, what was the fucking question?
I even knew the answer. Wait, you just a tight angle. Blot it. Yeah. Fucking next question. Come on, dessert.
I thought you said Barcelona.
Yeah. Against Arsenal.
Barcelona's second goal against Arsenal.
Not the Italian Blotti that plays now.
Just a different
right
on it.
Yeah. Right, this plays more into Carl's court.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry, appreciation, please. Thank you.
Liverpool staged a famous comeback from 3-0 down against AC Milan. Who was the Reds player who was substituted at half-time?
Can't see you, but it's a good joke.
Wasn't it
the who? Sorry, what did you say? What was it
substituted at half time
for who?
For
Liverpool.
Yeah,
changed the whole game.
It did. I think it was like Smeets or Hartman.
He should have a statue, really, shouldn't he?
Huh?
He should have a statue. He's the reason.
Yeah, Cal, you're the Liverpool fan. You should know this one, right? You
McManaman, Smeets,
I think it was. I'm pretty sure it was like. Didier Hamann scored though, or did he?
I thought Smeets scored, wasn't it?
Was it Smeets? I think it was Didier Hamann.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Didier Hamann.
Didier Hamann.
No.
Smeets.
No.
McManaman.
I've got an idea.
Who is it?
Well, we've listed two of the players.
Cissé.
No, it was.
Give us the position.
I don't even know if you play.
I'd have to Google the geezer. I've never heard of him.
Oh my god, really? Really? You produced a football shirt?
I'd like you to know I'm a Newcastle fan. I was like six.
Who is it?
Steve Finnan.
Finnan.
Fucking hell, you don't know Steve Finnan.
Oh, come on, mate.
I was
a toddler.
Wait, yeah. He's played in every single...
There is a good stat about him.
In the English football.
He's what, sorry?
Played in every single league in English football.
Yeah.
From Sunday League up to... Guys, it's Steve Finnan.
Next question!
We're lads.
Right, which player holds the record for most Champions League goals scored in a final? And this is the Champions League era, so not
era.
European Cup. And how many goals?
Wait, what do you say? Which Champions team League? Has? Or
no, which player scored the
Ronaldo.
Most final goals?
Cristiano Ronaldo.
No, it's got to be...
That's too obvious.
It's going to be Messi, bro. Come on, have some respect.
No, it won't be. It won't be Messi. Oh, he did score against United in the final as well.
Ronaldo scored a brace against Juve when we
watched
him.
So you're telling me nobody's ever got a hat trick in a Champions League final?
It could be like a Milito.
It's not going to be the same answer twice. You're not going to have two questions about Diego and Milito.
Nicky Lassan. Whoa.
Has anyone bagged a Champions League? Wow. Okay, can I ask you, was it three goals?
No.
Is it two goals?
No, it's not in one game, it's total. Finals.
So Champions League finals in their careers.
Yeah, my bad.
I thought we were talking about one-off games.
That's why I'm thinking like...
I'm going Ronaldo. I know he's got at least three.
Benzema.
Oh, what a shout.
Yeah,
I like that.
That's good, but name another game that he scored.
Well, he's won like 17 Champions League.
Fair enough.
I'll go Benz.
I'll have to go with Theo because I actually think he might be onto something.
It was Ronaldo with 4.
Oh, it was that easy.
Who do you reckon was second though? Another Real Madrid player.
Ramos.
No. Nope.
Casemiro.
Modric. Benzema?
Ramos.
Come on, who scored? Just think about iconic goals in the final.
Zidane?
Bale.
Boom. Bale with 3.
Sorry, that's such a boring
answer.
Bale
has 3.
But that's why I thought it was Ronaldo.
It makes sense to be Ronaldo, but you really tricked us in that one. It was hiding in plain sight.
I mean, I thought it was Ronaldo straight away.
Yeah, but you didn't say it.
All right.
Okay, last one.
Give me a juicy one.
Here we go. There are only 5 players. There are only 5 players to win the World Cup, Premier League and Champions League. How many can you name?
Oh, we've done this before, haven't we?
No.
Have we not?
No, I don't think so.
What do you say? World Cup?
World Cup, Premier League and Champions League.
Zidane. Oh, no, Premier League. Oh, sorry.
Fucking nice. Hell.
All right, we've got to think about what...
Oh, no. I was going to say...
Cantona.
Kante.
No, Thierry Henry. Thierry Henry.
Boom. 1.
Wait, Kante's not 1.
Kante.
Kante's 1.
Kante is 1, actually, yeah. Thank you. 6 of 1. Thierry. That's updated since I did this.
Yeah. Thierry, Kante. Are we the lads?
did you say Vieira? No, he hasn't won Champions League, I don't think.
No, he didn't.
I've been quite good this quiz. Let me try and pull something out.
Oh, Premier League. Cesc Fabregas.
No. Ooh.
No.
Did he win Chelsea?
I don't think he's won Champions League, is he?
Barcelona. Barcelona.
David Silva.
No, he's not won Champions League.
Oh, fuck.
How has David Silva not won a Champions League?
So World Cup.
World Cup, Premier League, Champions League.
No. I need some big German.
Wait, why would... Yeah, there's got to be a German ball. Is there a German player in there?
Unless this random geezer is, no.
Right, he's not going to be random.
It's got to be more French. There's got to be more French.
I can give you a couple clues if you need.
Go on, Em.
So there's a couple former Barca players in there.
Yeah, that's what. But Premier League. Valdez.
No.
Oh, that was a good shout.
That was a good shout.
That was a good shout.
I think he was playing in Premier League from Barca. Oh, mate. There's an obvious one. Like
a Xavi Iniesta type bit.
No.
Oh, Gerard Pique.
Boom, that's one.
Oh wait, Xavi Neto was the Prem, innit?
He won the Prem.
With Man United.
Was he a squad player at that point?
He was a player.
Did he?
Played like a couple of games, yeah.
Couple of games, he was a squad player.
Yeah, a couple of games, player. How many got left? 3?
Yeah.
Wait, you said 5,
keep forgetting
got 3.
Well, we got 6 now, because
Kante was one, yeah.
And he said there's someone missing.
There's another Barca player, a former Barca player. I can tell you his Premier League team if you need.
No. Position.
He's a winger.
Pedro.
Yes, mate. Yeah. Oh, good show.
Great. Wow.
I was trying to think of Bojan, but he went to Stoke.
Do you remember when people called him the next Messi?
Yeah.
Marcel Desailly.
No, that's right. The last two are pretty hard. Like, one's been a previous answer from one of the other questions.
Oh, hey, lads.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
He's not won a World Cup. No. Silly goose.
Another answer.
Previous answer.
What did we say for the other answer?
Oh, fucking hell.
Melito's never won a Prem.
No.
What was the other answer? You said Finan. Really quick. Steve Finan. No.
Steve Finan.
Belotti was
that's why I was confused.
Belotti was Argentinian.
Yeah. Belotti.
Argentina never won a World Cup. Oh, Italian. Italia.
Yeah.
And he played for Chelsea.
Yeah.
They won 06. Yeah. Oh,
boom.
And then who's the last one?
Tell us. Give us a position.
Last one, he's a goalkeeper for Man United. Well, he was at one point.
Bartes.
Good shout.
Valdez, Bartes.
Bold.
You know how it is. Yeah. That was a great quiz. Let us know how many you got in the comments down below. Don't forget to download Armada. Join our squad using Pitch or download it, obviously. And Cal, thank you very much for joining us.
Wait, is that it? Do I not get that? I've got some crazy shit I want to say.
Yeah, you can save it for the live later on this evening. See you tonight for
Rangers!
Liverpool. How are you, the lads?